This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on I Recommend, I'm joined by someone whose love for musical theatre and pop culture, and Wicked in particular, knows absolutely no limits and one could say defies gravity altogether. He is a content creator and a certified superfan of all things Wicked. Rhys Creed, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. I know that you're a massive Wicked fan. Do you actually remember, though, the moment that you first fell in love with it?
Yeah, I went on a school trip to London. I'd say I was probably like 13, 14. And like when I was a child, like my favorite film was The Wizard of Oz, which is kind of mad because I feel like everyone was scared of it when they were children. I was just obsessed with it. I thought it was the coolest movie ever. And I remember we went to go see Wicked and I kind of had the background from watching The Wizard of Oz growing up. And I just thought it was one of the most like amazing musicals I'd ever seen. Like, so emotional, like loved that it was all about like female friendship, and it was just like such a heartwarming moment for me, and I just knew that it was one of my favorite musicals from there on.
And now that it's a motion picture in two parts as well, that must be absolutely amazing. Yeah. Because not only can you watch the musical adaptations on stage, you can also rewatch it on film.
Yeah, like I went to the double feature, so we watched like the two films right after one another in the cinema. It was like 6.5 hours in the cinema or something crazy like that. And I think that was actually the best way to watch it because it provided so much context. Like, I feel like with what they did with the film, it is like the first and second act of the show. And I feel like it is meant to be watched completely.
In one go, I would agree with that. Sure, I think that the double feature is in one way like, they are so long, but I was really tempted to do that myself to get the like actual fan experience. But if there's someone listening to you this evening and they have never seen Wicked, how would you describe what makes it so special?
I think it is so special because it is about female friendship, which I've mentioned. And I feel like that's something that we don't see in cinema a lot. And it's about the complexities of it. And it also just shows about people being misunderstood and how we shouldn't judge people by, like, we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, and how we should just learn to be a bit more tolerant of one another.
It's got such beautiful themes, for sure. And I know, obviously, you did them back to back. You watched them both back to back. But obviously, Wicked for Good has just come out. It's the latest one that you've seen. How did that one compare to the first in your eyes?
I feel like it was a lot darker. I think we saw a lot more of Ariana in that one. I think that the first one was very much so Cynthia's journey, I find, whereas I feel like you see a lot more of Ariana's journey or Glinda's journey in the second movie, and how she kind of has to adapt to being this public figure, which I really love seeing. I think if it like shows a lot about like celebrity and how we also have to like keep up appearances and that kind of line as well. And I just think that it was such a good thing to split them up, because I feel like it's almost like we're getting the two sides of each main character in each film.
And they're both like getting that time to shine in their own ways, for sure. And now that Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, obviously playing Elphaba and Glinda, have both been nominated for Golden Globes, how well do you think they work together? I mean, I presume you must have been delighted when you saw that they got the nominations.
Yeah, I think they definitely deserved the nominations. Obviously, there's been so much online discourse about their friendship and how kind of crazy it is. And I think that it is very over the top sometimes, but I think that's just the way they are as people. Like, they are both theater children, and I think people forget about that. And I think that they are very dramatic because they just love this project so much. And obviously it can be a bit overbearing at times, but I am really happy that they've gotten this nod for this work, because I think that they literally dedicated their whole lives to this movie, and you can see it. I don't think that anyone else could have played those two characters as well. So I'm really, really happy to see them both nominated.
It's one of those things that there's always going to be criticism online for actors in anything. I was surprised to see so much hate that was out there for Ariana and Cynthia, like about their looks, you know, about their weight, which was outrageous, and then, you know, their relationship with one another, people saying it was over the top. But as you said there, I think it just comes with the territory of being in performing arts, doesn't it? That you can be a little bit over the top about things. And they obviously have found a great soul connection in each other. And I mean, in one way, wouldn't you be jealous? Doesn't everybody want somebody like that in their life? But obviously, there is one of, like, this is a fandom like no other, the Wicked fandom. What do you think makes it so strong?
I think the camaraderie. I think, like, I'm in, as you can probably see from my wall behind me, I love music and I'm in a lot of fandoms with music, and it's kind of the same thing. Like, I think that everyone comes together with this mutual love of this story. I know even when I went to the cinema to see it, like, people were dressed up, people were singing, people were just having so much fun. And I think that's what it is. It's about having that bond between the art and also just having a safe space to enjoy that. And I think that that is what it was lovely about it, and lovely about going seeing it in the cinema on that opening weekend. And it also is just so heartwarming and wholesome, which I think is lovely to see in this day and age when everything is so crazy in the world. It is just nice to kind of escape for that 2.5 hours to watch the movie and feel something warm inside for 2 hours.
I would agree with that as well. I mean, things can be so difficult, and it is, there's a lot of wholesome energy going on in that, and like triumph over adversity in some ways. But is there a lyric from the soundtrack that stuck with you in your everyday life that you try and repeat to yourself? I know that obviously the lyrics of Defying Gravity, so many people are obsessed with them. They're probably up there as well. But are there any others as well?
Oh, this is a hard one. I actually, there's one song I love, actually, and it's probably a bit of an unpopular one, but I love, like, Couldn't Be Happier, Joe, that one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard that on TikTok a little bit as well.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's really about, like, kind of putting on a brave face when you actually don't really feel like what you're trying to show the world. And I think that a lot of people try and put on a brave face, whether it be at work or on social media or to their friends or whatever. But I think it's kind of about that internal battle with yourself, trying to save face. And I just really love that song.
Finally, and I recommend, we always ask people, what is one series or podcast or book or movie that people need to get onto, other than Wicked, of course. In this case, is there anything else you're obsessed with at the minute?
I love a podcast. It's a very niche podcast, but it's called Nikki at Night. And he is an amazing podcaster. He talks all about, like, celebrity culture. He talks a lot about pop culture stories, music. He recently did a podcast about the Is It Embarrassing to Have a Boyfriend Vogue article.
Yes.
It was really, really good. An amazing deep dive. So if you are into pop culture moments or pop culture commentary, that's a really, really good one to listen to.
Another one to add to my list then. Reese, thanks so much for coming on iRadio's Group Chat. Where can people find you on socials if they want to follow along with you?
Well, you can follow me on at Reese J. Creed on TikTok and Instagram. That's where you'll find me.
Perfect. Well, I'm sure we'll catch up to you again on iRadio's Group Chat. Thanks so much for chatting to us all about Wicked.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.